We're doing Chavetz Chaim. We're up to the fourth chapter, the third halacha. Ach itchalek zadin lipratim achadim. We have the following details of Moshe Averz. I will explain. Dimuish benoni, bistam ish Yisrael shedarkol yishamar mechet. We said, you see someone doing something, and you could judge him favorably or negatively. How do you judge him? So the Chavetz Chaim says, well, it depends. If it's an average Joe, like the average Jew, that ordinarily, he's careful. And sometimes he makes mistakes. Yeah, the average person. We try to do what's right, and every so often we do what's wrong. It's part of being human. So you see him doing something, and you could assume he did it by mistake. A guy opens up a candy and drops the wrapper. So you could say he litters, or you could say he wasn't focused and he dropped the wrapper. Right? Yeah. Sometimes we all lose focus and drop stuff. Or you see him doing something and you could think maybe he didn't know it was prohibited. So you see on Tisha B'Av morning, a guy comes and rinses out his mouth and brushes his teeth. And you know you're not supposed to do it on Tisha B'Av, but the guy, maybe he doesn't know. Or maybe he thought it's just a stringency not to brush your teeth on Yom Kippur morning. He thought that's what the super stringent people do. But if on Yom Kippur I want to rinse out my mouth and brush my teeth, it's okay. It's just a stringency. That's what he thought. Meaning sometimes you see someone doing something wrong, and it could be that the person really didn't know it was wrong. And we all have things like that, where we think it's not so serious until we learn it is so serious. Then even if you saw him doing this numerous times, then you could certainly assume that that's what's happening here. And it would be prohibited to reveal what he's done wrong, because you're not allowed to cause him to be shamed in the eyes of others. You're not even allowed to cause a person to be shamed in their own eyes. He shouldn't feel bad. We all make mistakes. Look at that line the Chafetz Chaim added. You're not even allowed to make him feel bad in his own eyes. Wow. You know, there's a line I came across again and again in the last 24 hours that says, the way you view yourself is the way others will view you. If we view ourselves like, who's going to like me? Who's going to want me? Who's going to be my friend? Why would anyone want to be my friend? Then we sort of, we exude that atmosphere onto others. If a person thinks I'm no good, so then others will have a hard time seeing the good in them. So, Chafetz Chaim added a point here. He says, you see him doing something wrong, not only are you prohibited from causing him to be looked down upon by others, it's prohibited. It's even prohibited to cause him to look down at himself. Chafetz Chaim. Vasul lisnot avul zeh. And it's also prohibited to hate him over this. You have to judge him favorably. And this is part of the biblical commandment of Betzedek Tishpot Amitecha Lechama Poskim. According to numerous halachic opinions, this is part of judging your friend righteously. So we see someone, an average Joe, is not super pious. And you see he's doing something wrong repeatedly. You have to assume, if it's logical to assume that he did it unintentionally, or he didn't know it was prohibited, or he thought it's just a stringency, then you have to assume that's what's going on. And there are many things like that. There are things that people assume are completely not a problem. Let's take a bunch of examples, okay? People see someone's pen lying around and they write with it and they didn't ask permission. They don't think twice about it. People plug in their laptop, plug in their cell phones, and they start using someone else's electricity, and they don't think twice about it. They don't ask permission. They don't think it's a problem. And there are many examples to that. People will be at a hotel where they're covered for breakfast, and then they figure they can pack a lunch with them. But maybe there's a sign there that says you're not supposed to pack food. You could only eat in the cafeteria. You're not allowed to take food out with you. You know, the hotel makes money off of that. People don't always notice that. So you'd ask me, I'd say, you should have noticed. What do you mean you didn't notice? You're taking someone else's money and you didn't notice? You're sort of responsible for noticing. But most people, if you approach them, they'll say, what do you mean? What's prohibited about it? Don't they know everyone does it? Well, everyone does it, doesn't make it permissible. Okay, you want me to be pious. Who said that's piety? Maybe that's theft if you take something that legally they say you can't. And there are many examples to this. People copy programs. People copy music. You'd ask them, is that prohibited? Nah. You think it's right? Well, maybe if I would be more pious, I wouldn't do it. But, well, maybe you should verify. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. But nonetheless, am I allowed to go talking about these people? Says the Chafetz Chaim, when there are things that people think, either they think it's permissible, or they didn't know it was prohibited, or they thought it's just, you know, if I were a pious person, I wouldn't do this, but otherwise it's okay. So then you can't look down at them for it. You can't even shame, you can't tell other people, and you can't even make them feel bad. When possible, we'll inform them. I was standing at a falafel stand last week, and the guy in front of me in line has them fill his falafel. And then as they're wrapping up his falafel, he's sticking his hand in and taking more of everything that's there. And he fills almost another bag with an equal amount. So aside from the sanitary issues, isn't that thievery? Well, depends on if they saw him, they didn't see him. They could have protested, should have protested. Bottom line, Chafetz Chaim says, where you have reason to assume the person doesn't think what he's doing is wrong, he didn't do it intentionally, he didn't know it was prohibited, we have to give him the benefit of the doubt, and that's part of the mitzvah, b'tzedek tishpot amitecha. Again, assuming it's a Jew who ordinarily doesn't do things that are wrong, he tries to do what's right. So that's this paragraph in the Chafetz Chaim.